Our next FBI director has given nearly all his career to public service, going back to his days in the Marine Corps. He served with distinction and was decorated during the Vietnam War.
President Bush named a new FBI director this morning. If confirmed, Robert Mueller, a U.S. attorney in San Francisco, will replace retired FBI director Louis Freeh. Joining me now is NPR's Barbara Bradley. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what do you know about Robert Mueller?
Well, as you said, he's a U.S. attorney in San Francisco, and he's been in the department a long time, since 1976, when he joined the San Francisco office as a line prosecutor. He's also worked in the U.S. attorney's office in Boston and Washington, D.C. And here's some administrative experience. He ran the criminal division at the Maine Justice Department, which involves a lot of lawyers. Finally, he was appointed by the Clinton administration to head the U.S. attorney's office in San Francisco. And the reason that's interesting is he's a Republican, and he was appointed by Democrats.
And I wonder why President Bush chose him.
Well, he's always believed to be a top choice of Attorney General John Ashcroft. Ashcroft brought him in to handle the transition of the Bush Justice Department as acting Deputy Attorney General. And he left that post just recently to return to San Francisco. Now, Bob, the Bush administration has not chosen a big star here like a Louis Freeh or a William Webster. But in fact, that may be a plus for them, because the Bush administration reportedly wants an FBI director who will be less independent and a little bit more willing to work under the Justice Department's direction. Also, they have a good administrator, someone who can handle the nation's complex investigations and handle the bureaucracy and information management. He's done a fair amount of that as the criminal division chief and also as a U.S. attorney. And the Bush administration saw one of the big deficits with Louis Freeh as being he was criticized for not really being interested in information management and updating the computer system. So in this sense, I think Mueller might be a good choice for them.
I remember Ashcroft saying the next guy, he was going to remind the next guy that he worked for the Justice Department.
Yeah, that suggests that they want, that he was sending a signal there, I think.
So what can one expect from Mueller at the FBI?
Well, Mueller has a reputation as being squeaky clean, a real straight shooter. He was, as President Bush mentioned, a highly decorated Marine. He wins over, apparently, even his critics with his low-key, wry humor. And we don't expect to hear a whole lot from him as the press corps. That's because he kind of shuns the press. There's one case where he gave a press conference that consisted of exactly one sentence. Apparently, he's not a big talker.
Well, there's that in his favor. What about Mueller's confirmation process in the Senate?
Bobby appears to be quite popular with both the Democrats and the Republicans. Democrat Senator Dianne Feinstein, who's from his state, has already gone on record saying he'd be an excellent choice. He's also not expected to draw a lot of fire from liberal interest groups. For example, there have been statements from the Federal Public Defender's Office in San Francisco that he's an original thinker, he's open-minded, willing to shake up the institutional joints, as one person put it. So at this point, it looks as if the confirmation process may be pretty smooth.
NPR's Barbara Bradley.